the reward. The onlookers drew back, horrified, fascinated, and disturbed. The girl's audacity was breathtaking, but there could be no denying the supreme skill and artistry with which this bold but blasphemous work had been executed. Athena came forward to examine every inch of the surface and could see no blemish or flaw. It was perfect. Perfect, but sacrilegious and impermissible. In silence, she ripped the web and tore up every scene. Finally, unable to master her rage, she snatched up the shuttle and hurled it at Arachne's head. The pain of the shuttle striking her brow seemed to waken Arachne from her trance. What had she done? What madness had possessed her? She would never be allowed to weave again. She would be made to pay a terrible price for her insolence. The punishments that had been visited on the girls whose fates she had registered in her tapestry would be as nothing to those visited upon her. She took a length of thick hemp from the floor. "If I cannot weave, I cannot live," she cried, and ran from the cottage before anyone could even think of stopping her. The spectators pressed around the window and the open door and watched in frozen horror as Arachne ran across the grass, swung the rope over the branch of an apple tree, and hanged herself. They turned as one to look at Athena. A tear rolled down the goddess's cheek. "Foolish, foolish girl," she said. The crowd of onlookers followed her in appalled silence as she made her way out of the cottage and towards the tree. Arachne was swinging at the end of the rope, her dead eyes bulging from her head. "A talent like yours can never die," Athena said. "You shall spin and weave all your days. Spin and weave. Spin and weave." As she spoke, Arachne started to shrivel and shrink. The rope she dangled from stretched itself into a thin filament of glistening silk, up which she now pulled herself, a girl no longer, but a creature destined always busily to spin and weave. This is how the first arachnid, the first spider, came into being. It was not a punishment, as some would have it, but a prize for winning a great competition, a reward for a great artist, the right to work and weave masterpieces in perpetuity.